fish as well as people are expected to benefit from another round of federal stimulus funding that's headed to Alaska. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration plans to spend about $3.5 million on fisheries habitat projects in Southeast, the Kenai Peninsula, and Cordova. Another $1 million will fund statewide marine debris cleanup. Southeast's project will help restore salmon habitat along the Klawak River near Craig on Prince of Wales Island. About $1 million will be spent building a large concrete culvert in a causeway next to the Klawak River estuary. Norm Cohen works for the Nature Conservancy, which won funding for the work.
This project is to open up a portion of that causeway so that there can be fish passage and open up that habitat to salmon, both on their out-migration, their rearing, and their in-migration.
The work will help restore one of two channels connecting the river to the ocean. Erica Ammon of the NOAA Restoration Center says it will allow young salmon to stop in an area full of eelgrass before heading into the ocean.
They go through a period where they have been reared in freshwater and they need to go out to the ocean. And they go through a process called osmoregulation, where they need to get used to the salt water and the salinity in the environment. And that's where the estuaries are very important, because it's not as salty as the ocean, but it is not complete freshwater. And so it gives them a greater chance of survival.
The project is expected to create about a dozen jobs during construction, which will take place next year. The Klawak Watershed Council is also contributing funds. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Forest Service, Ducks Unlimited, and the Alaska Trollers Association are also involved. Marine debris cleanup efforts funded by NOAA cover coastal areas from Craig to Little Diomede Island in the Bering Strait. David Benton heads up the Marine Conservation Alliance Foundation, which will oversee the work.
The bigger project is removing a derelict vessel at St. Paul Island, getting it off the beach down by the First Seal Rookeries. In Southeast, we've got a community project in Craig being organized by a woman down there with a bunch of volunteers and some paid folks to clean up beaches around Craig. We got folks out of Sitka going over to clean up Bjorka Island. We've got an ongoing project out in Yakutat that's going to help fund some additional expanded work. So it's quite a program.
The work will take place this year and next. It will employ about 125 people, mostly village residents, in projects lasting from a few weeks to a month. Benton says the work is in addition to the foundation's other cleanup efforts.
We like to concentrate on derelict fishing gear and the stuff that is having probably the largest impact, immediate impact on fish and wildlife and marine environment. But, you know, when we get people out on beaches, they pick up whatever they find there and try and get rid of it. So, you know, it can be everything from plastic water bottles to cargo netting and fishing lines, whatever.
Two other stimulus fisheries efforts were funded by NOAA. $1 million Copper River Watershed Project will open more than a mile of river habitat and improve circulation to Eyak Lake near Cordova. $1.5 million Kenai Watershed Forum Project will restore a stream near Moose Pass. The four Alaska projects are among 50 nationwide that are receiving $167 million of stimulus funds through NOAA. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.